Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This has been an excellent hearing, and I can't say it's uplifting, but it's certainly been, I think, an important one for all of us to understand why we are where we are and what the possibilities are trying to move us forward and what our responsibilities are in doing that. I certainly agree with you, Mr. Chairman, on a transportation infrastructure. It seems to me the best thing to do is to have people at work getting a paycheck, having a skill, creating economic development. And I know my state has $98 million worth of highway infrastructure projects ready to go. I'm sure every state does, and like yours, they don't have the capacity today to do that. We'll have to, you know, work hard on that, obviously, over the next several months to put a package forward, but I hope that that's part of it. I did want to ask the panel, you outlined for us why we are where we are and consumer confidence. Well, housing foreclosures clearly got us where we are, the tight credit market. But consumer confidence, it seems to me, is really keeping us here in a very difficult place. How do we increase consumer confidence or consumer spending? Dr. Taylor, you said the rebate checks were essentially not going to get us there. What is it that we can do to increase consumer confidence? Dr. Zandi, let me start with you.
You know, I think that requires a very concerted, consistent, overwhelming policy response. And that is fiscal stimulus, that's aid to homeowners, expanding out the use of TARP, not only for homeowners, but for more capital infusions. And I personally believe that giving up on asset repurchases is a very significant mistake, because that's necessary for price discovery, which is what you need to get capital, private capital, back into the financial system. So I think that should be also pursued.
The toxic asset purchases that we originally
exactly. I think abandoning that idea is a very significant mistake. Yes.
And define for me why you think that again.
Because I don't think you're going to get private capital coming back into the financial system until they understand the value of the assets that are on the balance sheets of these institutions, and you're not going to get that until you get price discovery, until they know what the price is, and you're not going to get that unless you have a buyer for the assets, and there are no buyers except for the federal government, at least not in the foreseeable future.
So you're saying consumer confidence has, dealing with the housing market has to be part of that.
I think it has to be all of those things. It has to be overwhelming. In my view, in times of crises, the only way out is overwhelming government response in a very concerted, consistent, and comprehensive way, and it's all of the above very quickly.
Dr. Johnson?
Well, I think the way to think about your question is, you know, what's going to happen to spending? Whose spending is going to be affected by this very deep recession unless you have the fiscal stimulus? And I think this also, you want to take on board the points that Professor Taylor's making, which is, you know, is somebody liquidity constrained? Is somebody really short of money? They didn't get their paycheck. They just got laid off. They've got other problems. And I think that there's a set of measures that you can take, both with the aid to state and local governments, because they're cutting back and they're laying people off directly. You know, that's going to have a big effect on spending by their employees. The unemployment benefit, extension of unemployment benefits, I think there is a lot of agreement that this is something that will help support spending as well as being a good, fair idea. Food stamp aid, again, does the same thing. If you can find ways to help the distressed homeowners, potentially this is a way to affect spending also. And these are immediate things. These are things that happen right away. These are people who are going to spend less money for the holidays because of the difficulty of the situation. So I think that you, even recognizing that none of this, you know, that there is a great deal of uncertainty, that nothing will work exactly as intended or hoped in this kind of situation, I think these things will really move spending. And I'd just like to add, I respectfully disagree with Mr. Zandi's view on TARP. I actually think not buying those distressed assets at this point was a good. Actually, I never thought it was a good idea, to be totally honest. There is a private market for these assets. It has a very low price on them because their value is declining because the real economy is falling. And if, contrary to some of the initial hopes expressed for that program, if the economy goes down far enough, if house prices fall enough, then those assets are going to be worth essentially zero. The key thing is support the real economy. It's a very hard thing to do in this situation. The measures that we're proposing, which are pretty big, include a pretty big fiscal stimulus, may not work. It may not be enough. It may not save us from a very deep, prolonged recession. But I think it is worth trying. And I do also, on the point about budget deficits, I do worry about the budget deficit. I'm not somebody who has ever previously argued in favor of big deficit spending in this kind of situation. This is a very unusual situation. This is why you save the U.S. balance sheet. Save it for when you need it. Now you need it.
Dr. Taylor, how do we increase consumer confidence?
The biggest drop in consumer confidence is just in the last month or so. The October numbers were just like a rock. And I think in terms of what government can do, it seems to me, is to, just as you were saying, be as clear as possible about the understanding of where this problem came from. Articulate that. I think people are still don't understand it. You know, your constituents are confused. The more that you can explain, and we in the private sector can explain it, the better. But I think in terms of instilling confidence, the more, I would say this, going back to this predictability theme, the more that you can outline a strategy for the longer term and don't keep changing it all the time, and don't look ad hoc, but look predictable and be predictable, the more confidence people will have in their government. When they see a testimony asking for $700 billion with apparently little documentation for that, that worries them. When they see the markets reacting negatively to that, it's very visible, of course, the stock markets. So I would say, to me, the most important thing, that's why I'm stressing here today, yes, do something, but make sure that it's a strategy that you're not going to have to come back to in another 6 months. It's mm-hmm. so important. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to break the tie here on whether we should purchase toxic assets and on this panel?
Well, I think, and let me just say about this is another example where changing itself has some problems, okay? Yeah, obviously, you want to change when things aren't working, or when the circumstances have changed. But I think people look at that change and they say, well, what did change between the testimony of Secretary Paulson here on the Hill with Chairman Bernanke and the new, what changed? Why did they do that? And so I think more explanation for it. I actually think a more balanced use of those funds, and you mix it here and there, depending, so you keep the toxic assets as a possibility. You keep the equity injections. You add in what Senator Gregg asked about, direct assistance to the borrowers, the whole mortgage holders, the people that are underwater, try to fix them. They're the heart of the problem. That's why the derivative securities are such a problem, because those payments aren't being made. And I would add a fourth one, which doesn't cost much at all, is just to require more disclosure of what's in those toxic assets right now. You know, you try to tell someone, well, I have this CMO filled with 1,000 or 10,000 mortgages. We don't know what the status of the payments are on those mortgages. Mm-hmm. Require that it be posted on the websites. What's in those things? Then people would begin to have a market for them. So I would add that as another.
The unknown
element
is contributing as well. Yeah. And I am absolutely out of time, but I just want to say, Mr. Chairman, we've focused a lot on what we need to be doing. I agree. It needs to be very focused, very clear, very predictable. But I also hope we have some point we can talk about what's happening in the global marketplace, too. I think several of you mentioned that in your opening remarks. What happens if other countries don't respond equally as well as we hope we will do?